Good morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Christmas Day worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. I will hear what the Lord God has to say. A voice that speaks forgiveness and peace. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Amen. And we confess our sins. Almighty God, who sent a star to guide men to the Holy Child, Jesus, we confess that we have not always followed the light of your word. We have not searched for signs of your love in the world. We have failed to praise your Son's birth and refuse his peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little and hoped for less, but we are truly sorry for our sins and repent of them, asking for your mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Amen. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Christmas Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who sent his Son as my Savior on Christmas Day. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, announced by the angels and worshipped by the shepherds, adored by the wise men, who lived to suffer, die, and rise again to free us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. I believe in the Holy Ghost, who has brought me to faith in the Christ of Christmas, by whose continuous work in my heart, I am ever led to lay before the feet of Christ the treasures of my love and live under him as my King both now and forever. Amen. The first scripture reading, Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, and in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. So far. A reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation, and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy in the harvest, and as men rejoicing when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his brethren, and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is confused with noise, the garments are rolled in blood. But this shall be with a burning fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom in order to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this so far. St. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and he cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, except the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared him. A reading from St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 33 and 46 to 55. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He hath spake unto our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. So far. Titus chapter 2, 11 to 14. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. So far. reading from St. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 15. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My sermon text for this Christmas day describes Christmas perfectly. 1 John 4, verse 14. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. So far. He came to save, the highest and most holiest message that even angels can proclaim is given to us in very plain language. When we stand before the manger, we need no secret rite, no concealed ceremony, no hard hidden truth, but only believe the 12 words of this morning's sermon text. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. When we hear clear, simple words such as these, most of them one-syllable words, as well as the simple words that tell us he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, as well as believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, how in the world can anyone fail to understand these promises? They're so simple. It's not necessary to have a college degree. You need not to be fluent in the Greek language in order to understand the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. When we read these words at Christmas time, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior, they help us realize that there is indeed a divine and perfect plan of salvation. The birth of Jesus Christ was not by chance. It was not accidental that Caesar Augustus issued a decree. Bethlehem was not the result of an educated guess. The very manger itself was foreordained before the world was created. Our Lord was born at the right place, at the right time, under the right circumstances, because all this was our Heavenly Father's loving will. Take comfort in His divine actions. And now we come to the central fact of Christmas. The Father sent the Son. Who can measure the mercy and the compassion in these five words? Almighty God the Father sent the Son, knowing in advance that the hatred of hell, the madness of sin-cursed world, would be mobilized against Him, and that He would be despised more than any other figure in history, that He would be crucified, and that He would die the darkest of all deaths. Yet, with a love too overwhelming for our puny minds, the Father made that awful sacrifice. He gave His Son for us, and the Savior deliberately descended into the world, which had no room for Him when He was born, as well as no room for Him when He lived His life of atoning love. How merciful is every aspect of His coming. He was born of a human mother to exalt and show mothers that their best and most blessed influence is in their family. He became as a child to emphasize that babies are gifts from God, the most sacred earthly responsibility that parents can have. He came as a newborn in a stable to show that no one is restricted in coming to Him. He was first worshipped by shepherds, working class people, not the high and mighty. Never has the world witnessed a humiliation such as that, which marked the Lord's birth when He exchanged heaven's indescribable glory for our pain and poverty. But behind all this humiliation, there must have been a mighty purpose behind Christ's coming, and there was. Our text explains, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. This is the heart of the Bethlehem blessing, the meaning of Christmas, the center of the Bible. The prophets foretold it, the angels announced it, the apostles preached it, Christ Himself proclaimed it, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior. And with all the crime, corruption, and killing, one does not have to look far to see proof that the world had to be redeemed. And looking at ourselves, the evidence is also plain. As we behold the Bethlehem babe, I ask, are there not dark impulses, sin-filled motives within ourselves, even during this joy-filled Christmas season? Has not all our lives been marked by many sins, some hidden, some not? Now, if the world was to be saved, if we were to be saved, evil had to be conquered and removed from our lives. Heaven's perfect law had to be fulfilled. The demands of divine righteousness met, the legions of hell defeated. But name one leader of the nations, one general of the armies, one famous preacher who could overcome and defeat sin, and you can't. According to God's perfect plan for pardon, His one and only Son had to do the humanly impossible but divinely assured. He had to become man to take upon Himself the iniquity of us all, to unburden our hearts from the damning guilt of eternal punishment. And praise His holy name, Jesus did become as one of us to rescue us from ourselves, to forgive each sin, even those which even during Christmas stir us with unrest. For at Bethlehem the holy angels declared, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This Christ child has come to share our burdens, to remove our sins, to calm our fears, and to wipe away our tears. Don't try to solve any problem without Jesus Christ. Take all your anguish to Him whose name is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Believe that, my dear friends. For the angelic choir announced over Bethlehem's field, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. As we behold God incarnate in a manger, realize that no weight is too heavy for His shoulders, no pain too agonizing, for of Him it is written, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Those who have been afflicted with illness, burdened with worry, raise your hearts in rejoicing because Christmas has come for you. Let us take Almighty God at His word. Through faith in this swaddling, clothed Savior, we can have heavenly peace among earth's encircling sorrows. For if we believe the angels and kneel with the shepherds at the newborn Savior's crib, this will indeed be the most joyous and peaceful, blessed Christmas that we have ever known. Why? For the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Amen. And Merry Christmas. Almighty God, You made this holy day shine with brightness of Your true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of a newborn King, Jesus Christ, and in the last day awake to the brightness of His glory. We pray this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, You have filled us with the new light of Your word, who became flesh and lived among us. Let the light of our faith shine in all that we do. And we pray this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And Merry Christmas.